It's time for Senior Talk with Carol Higgins Taylor, a show designed with seniors in mind. Carol discusses everything from Social Security to senior housing, medication to Medicare, and so much more. And now, your award-winning host, Carol Higgins Taylor.
Hi, and thank you for joining me today for this edition of Senior Talk. My guest is Jane Margeson. She is the ultimate authority on fraud, all things fraud and scam related. And she is on to discuss Consumer Protection Week, which is the second full week of March, and the first full week of March. And it's really important because we all need to be protected. Sometimes we go about our daily lives and we don't think about this, but the scammers are out there ready to pounce at a moment's notice, and they're really, really smart. And also Social Security. There are Social Security scams right now that are ramping up, and it's becoming a very big issue. So Jane, thank you for being here today.
Always a pleasure, Carol. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And thank you again for your tireless efforts to help Mainers stay safe from these terrible crimes. And I'm glad we can talk about them today.
Well, it's a pleasure. And partnering with you is very helpful to me as well. I learned so much from you. So the second week of March, actually starts March 5th through the 11th, is Consumer Protection Week. Tell me about what that is and why it's important.
Oh, I'd be glad to. Well, Consumer Protection Week is an initiative through the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, and it actually started 25 years ago. And it's honestly a wonderful time to shine a spotlight on scams and fraud and remind consumers everywhere of their rights and of the ways they can stay safe from all the scams that are happening. And there are a lot. You've already mentioned a couple of them. And I know we're going to dig pretty deeply into the Social Security scam. But I thought it might be helpful for listeners to talk about what we call the Slam the Scam Checklist. So these are simple steps that each of you can take that are effective. They obviously aren't going to cost you anything to do, but they really are going to help you become a great fraud fighter instead of the next victim.
Slam the Scam Checklist. Can people download that off the website, or do they make their own list? It's very personalized.
You can make your own list. We'll go through a couple of what I would recommend to be on your checklist. But of course, maybe you want to add to it, or maybe there's something that is of particular interest to you. But let's start with an easy one. Place a freeze on your credit report. This is so important because if a scammer has gotten a hold of your Social Security number, your date of birth, the various pieces of the puzzle that they need in order to steal your identity, placing a freeze on your credit report really helps to stop them in their tracks. It will greatly minimize the damage from the theft. And if any of your listeners have ever had their identity stolen, they will know it can take years to unravel the damage that is done, not to mention that it can ruin your credit, your reputation. It's a tough thing to battle. So please place a freeze on your credit report. It won't cost you anything. You do need to do it with all three major credit bureaus, however, and we do recommend that every member of your family do it, no matter their age, young and old. Let's all freeze our credit reports.
And in case people don't really understand what the credit report is, there are three major companies that are the keepers of your credit, basically. And if you've ever tried to take out a loan, that's the data they pull is from when they talk about credit report, and we have to pull that. That's where they're getting it. So if a scammer gets a hold of your Social Security number and they try to get a loan in your name, if you have a freeze on that, they're not going to get through. They won't be able
That's
to do
exactly
it.
Right.
And
That's
even
exactly
you won't
right.
be able to do it. If you don't, you'll have to, even as a person, you won't be able to unfreeze it either unless you have documentation. So it's very, very secure. You get your PIN number, keep it safe if you ever need to unfreeze.
That's exactly right. And if it doesn't affect your credit score, it doesn't affect your ability to use your credit card. Sometimes people get a little bit confused about that. This is simply putting your actual credit report that shows your history, mortgages you've had, car loans you've had, student loans, bank accounts, credit card accounts, all of that is housed there. Because as you just said, Carol, it sort of creates the picture of your credit history for the time when you do need to get a loan. If you're buying a new car or you're moving and you need a new utility for your house or something like that.
That's a really good point, Jane. The word freeze may scare some people that your accounts are going to be frozen, your card's going to be frozen, and that's not it at all. They're putting a freeze on releasing information to other people.
Right.
So,
exactly
but
right.
But I will tell you a personal story. Keep your PIN number safe, because I lost mine and then I wanted to refinance my house and I couldn't get through. And I actually called you, who called a friend who called somebody in Washington. I mean, it was a big deal to get it released. That's how safe it is to do that, because they didn't believe I was who I said I was. And I'm grateful for that. It was irritating at the time, but I feel really secure knowing that even I couldn't get through no matter what I had. If I didn't have that 4-digit number, I wasn't getting in. So it's very, very safe.
All right. Number two on the checklist. Please check your credit card and your bank account statements every single month. Literally line by line, go through and make sure everything on those statements is something that you recognize. If there is something you don't recognize, or maybe you just don't remember, and that's okay too, we've all been there. Maybe it's just a small charge, 53 cents, $1.10 seems insignificant, but it may actually be what scammers call a test charge, where they're actually trying to see if your credit card is viable, and then they will use it for whatever they choose. So The point being here, stop and verify. If you see something on that statement that you don't recognize, no matter how small the sum may be, call your credit card company or your bank and verify it immediately. Because the sooner that you notify your lending institution of a potential problem, the sooner they can take action to protect you.
And I also think that if you buy something, and Jane, this probably happens to you, if you buy something and it shows up on your credit report, your bank statement, I'm sorry, it's not going to necessarily say where you bought it from. And usually when you buy something, it will say, this is how it will appear on your bank statement. Because I've had things that I've purchased and the amount looked right, but I thought, who is this company? And I've had to call my bank and they give me the full name. So write it down. If you buy something and it says, this will appear on your bank statement in this way, write it down so that you know, because it can be scary when you look at that and you wonder who's just taken that.
Yes, exactly right.
We are just about out of time for this segment. When we come back, we have several more things to talk to you about. This is great information, Jane. Sit tight and we will be back right after this. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk, discussing Consumer Fraud Protection Week with Jane Margerson and also things that you can do. She is a wealth of information. Some of the things she's mentioned have happened to me, so pay attention to what she's saying. So we've talked about freezing the credit report so no one can take out credit in your name, looking at your monthly credit card statements and going through line by line. Very serious business, because something could show up. If you do it every quarter, then you could really miss something. What about mailing sensitive materials?
That is number three on my Slam the Scam checklist, Carol. So good on you for bringing that up. Yes. What is in your mailbox? This is the danger here. Right now it's tax season. So there's a lot of sensitive information being mailed back and forth to the government, to your, the person who does your taxes, whoever that might be. I hope you're all remembering too that AARP Foundation offers free tax preparation. So definitely go to our website at aarp.org/ME to find out more about that. But back to the checklist. So what a lot of people do, unfortunately, is they take their taxes, they get them all ready, they put them in an envelope with their stamps, and then they put them out in their actual mailbox by the side of the road and put the flag up. And sadly, this is actually a flag for scammers, because there literally are people who go down those country roads and city roads, and they will actually take mail out of mailboxes if they think they can get some good information. And nothing is going to be a hot ticket like getting a hold of somebody's entire tax portfolio. So please do not put sensitive documents, whether they're your tax returns or something with a check inside, nothing like that. Don't put it into your own mailbox. Take it to the post office or put it into an actual United States Postal Service post box.
Well, and that's very true. And while if you have to pay taxes, they may not be able to cash the check, but if they have that form, they have everything they need to know to steal your identity. And if you haven't frozen your credit report, there you go.
That's exactly right. And the thing is, I want to make a distinction between identity theft and identity fraud. Identity theft is when somebody actually steals your personal information, usually, as I mentioned before, your social security number or your date of birth and all of those pieces of the puzzle they need to steal your identity. So that's
and
they
pretend to be you and get
exactly.
Credit.
Identity fraud is when someone actually uses that personal information to commit fraud, apply for government benefits, anything like that, take out a loan in their name, get a new credit card. And during the pandemic, we saw a huge boost in identity fraud, enormous, because people were applying for unemployment benefits, getting stimulus checks, applying for all kinds of benefits, that there was just this huge surge there. And in Maine alone, we've seen identity fraud jump from 3.6 million in 2019 to over 22 million in just last year.
That is a huge jump.
It is a huge jump. And that's just in Maine. And across the country, of course, you can only imagine where the numbers go. So let's all be, this checklist is very real. These are the steps that you can take to really protect yourself and your family. So another one on our list besides the mail is, who are you giving to? Charity scams are on the rise as well. Why? Because there are a lot of disasters happening right now. I mean, it's terrible what's happening in Ukraine and Turkey, et cetera. People are very generous. They want to give, they want to help others, but scammers love to maximize their benefit and really profit from other people's misfortune. And that's what they're doing here with charity scams. They call up and pretend to be from a legitimate charity, but the money you give is actually going into their pocket.
What do you suggest if someone does want to give to a disaster or the war effort in Ukraine or earthquake disasters? Is there some place to donate that you can be sure it goes to the right person?
Well, any legitimate charity is going to be regulated. They're going to be out there in public, and you can go to charitynavigator.org to check on any charity, big or small, to make sure that they're legitimate. Here in Maine, you can also check with the Attorney General's office and say, look, I really want to give money to this. Is this real? There's sort of a no wrong door approach here. Just stop and verify. Call the Attorney General's office, call and make sure that everything is going where you need it to go, because you don't want to give your hard-earned money that you thought was going to help people in Ukraine to a scammer.
No, certainly not. So to recap, place a freeze on your credit report, review your monthly credit card and bank statements, review them every month, be careful about mailing sensitive materials, documents that have your social security number or checks, and watch the charities that you're giving to verify that. The last one on your list I'm seeing from my notes is, use unique passwords for all your accounts. I can feel people rolling their eyes because it's so hard.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one, I know, because the thing is that you don't want to use the same password for every account you have, because then you're really giving the keys to the kingdom to everything that you have. If somebody, goodness, is able to steal one password, then they've got them all. So if you lock each one down with a unique password, you're far less likely to lose everything. And what we recommend is that you use a phrase and jumble it up with as many symbols and numbers and capitalized letters, lowercase letters as you can. Spell out a phrase with all of those pieces. And that'll be something you'll recognize, but would be very difficult for a scammer to crack.
And I make up phrases for things I see, like my best friend's favorite color is purple, and just actual sentences. And then I keep a paper book. I don't store them online at any of the online password protector storage sites. They may be fine. I like having a, because that's just one more password you have to remember to go get your passwords. I keep a book in a drawer, and that's, it's perfectly safe. Do you recommend
and,
that?
You know, however that works for you, that's the way to do it. I think it's, you know, some people like the password protectors, and if that's in your comfort zone, that's fine. But just the point being, you want unique passwords for each one, and you want them to be nice and long and complicated looking, even though for you, you probably would be able to know exactly what that was if
you'd
do
remember
it right.
You'd remember it. When we come back, we are going to talk about Social Security. So stay with us. We'll be right back right after this. Hi, and thank you for joining me for the third segment of Senior Talk. Jane Margeson is with me. We discussed the scam slam checklist, and now we're doing Social Security. Jane, this is just heartbreaking when scammers try to get people's Social Security. What is happening right now? I know there's been an uptick in Social Security scams.
Yes, there has, Carol. And the reason for that is that this year's Social Security payments are being boosted by the highest cost of living adjustment in more than 40 years. And that is normally called a COLA, the cost of living adjustment, or COLA, C-O-L-A. So unfortunately, scammers are eager to cash in on this boost. And the Social Security Administration says that scammers have been contacting people claiming that these individuals need to either pay a fee or share personal information in order to receive higher payments through COLA. Neither is true. Fight back by remembering that the Social Security Administration is not going to call you out of the blue. And remember that COLA adjustments happen automatically. You do not need to do a thing. If you are a Social Security beneficiary, you are going to get that boost in your monthly check from Social Security automatically. Do not listen to anyone who says you need to pay for it, or you need to verify something to get it, or you need to share personal information of some nature in order to get that COLA.
Do you think that people are a little confused because the COLA increase is larger than normal and people are confused with the relief checks that they're getting?
That very well could be. And my advice is going to be the same across all of the scams we're talking about, which is please stop and verify. If you have questions about your Social Security check or about your stimulus check or something in the state of Maine that you're getting a different check or something through your taxes, any of these things can all be verified by making one phone call. So call Social Security, first of all, for any questions about COLA. They are more than happy to help. They're very concerned about how many people may be falling victim to these scams because of this big boost in the checks, in, as I said, in 40 years. But make a phone call to make sure that you have the right information. Don't listen to somebody who calls you out of the blue. You have no idea who they are. And likely, if somebody is making an unsolicited call, it is a scam.
Well, and I read actually on the AARP site, which is a great, great resource, that the Social Security's Office of the Inspector General received about 360,000 reports of Social Security impersonators and related scams in 2021. So what can people do? And instead of, if they're uncomfortable calling the Social Security office because they're concerned they're going to be sitting on hold for a long time because they're busy and they're short-staffed, they can call AARP and also, for extra benefit, could sign up for the Fraud Watch Network, right?
That is exactly right. So first of all, AARP has a wonderful helpline. It is absolutely free. It's toll-free. The number is 1-877-908-3360. I'll repeat that. It's 1-877-908-3360. This is a helpline. It is available to you whether or not you are an AARP member. It doesn't matter how old you are. Please feel free to use this number for any question you have about any scam. If you think you've been scammed or you simply have a question, we welcome your phone calls. That's what we're there for. You can also visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork. And there is a wealth of information with printable materials, information about almost 90 different scams that we track, with just do's and don'ts and red flags to look out for. It's terrific. And then finally, I would encourage you to, you know, you can contact our office and receive our monthly scam alerts that we send out. We're happy to share those. But this is what we're here for. We want to help and we want you to feel empowered. You do not need to be the next victim. You can be a great fraud fighter instead.
That is great information. So how do people protect themselves from the Social Security scam?
Well, the best thing to do is, first of all, remember that you're going to get that COLA boost, that cost of living adjustment, is coming to you automatically. Don't listen to anyone who says otherwise. If you are a Social Security beneficiary, you are getting that boost in your check, period. You don't need to do another thing about it. You're going to get it. If somebody does call you and claims they're from Social Security, first of all, that's already a red flag because Social Security is not going to call you out of the blue about anything, including your COLA increase. Hang up the phone. If you're deeply concerned and you want more information, go ahead and call Social Security directly yourself. But truly, if somebody's calling from pretending to be from Social Security, they'll sound very legitimate. Please don't listen to it. Hang up the phone and then call Social Security yourself.
They do sound very legitimate. And I'm on Medicare now as I've gotten older. And I got a call saying that my Medicare card was in danger and I needed to call back. And Jane, I am telling you, we've been friends for 20 years. You have drilled this into my head for 20 years. Even I took a step back and thought, could that be true? Is something wrong? And I realized, no, this is a scam. I never called the person back, but it's very scary. And they sound so convincing. And at that second, when you think you might lose benefits, it's sometimes hard to get a handle on the nerves.
It's very true. And as we mentioned earlier on the call, the pandemic really was the perfect storm of kind of, you know, people being really scared about where the next paycheck was even going to come from. There were so many questions, people trying to apply for all kinds of benefits, and the scammers just took full advantage of that. But I'm proud of you, Carol, because you said no. You were a great fraud fighter and you remembered all the discussions we've had. So good on you. Great
I have
job.
Your voice in my head. I have your voice yes. in my head. That beautiful British accent in my head. We are out of time, Jane. Thank you so much. Give me the phone number one more time before we go.
That is 1-877-908-3360 for the AARP Fraud Watch Network helpline.
Jane, thank you so much. That's it for me. Thanks for listening. This is Senior Talk.